These days, all around the world, everyone knows what time it is.
Daytime!
But before the accolades and the fame,
congratulations to Damian Lillard.
The all-stars and the playoff buzzer beaters.
Lillard, long-range three, and it's good at the buzzer!
In his own words, and from those who know him best, this is the unlikely journey of a two-star prospect from deep East Oakland, who went from a mid-major to an all-time great.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Lillard got it!
I'm Chris Haynes, and you're listening to Behind the Bucks, the Damian Lillard story, presented by Gallagher on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. This is episode one from deep East Oakland. The 2025 NBA All-Star Game is a full circle moment for Milwaukee Bucks superstar Damian Lillard. Not only does he return as a nine-time All-Star selection, a back-to-back three-point contest champ, and a reigning All-Star Game MVP, but he will play in front of his hometown crowd in his native Bay Area. Driving through Oakland, California, where Damian's journey began, his father, Houston Lillard Sr., spoke with us on the phone and reflected on what it's like to see his son reach such a milestone.
I'm excited, but at the same time, I know we went to the All-Star game when it was here. I took him, Lil Houston, and my nephew, I believe, we went to the All-Star game when it was here in Oakland at the Coliseum. I believe it was in 2000. And now here it is. He'll be participating in a All-Star game.
After a game against the Golden State Warriors, Dane gave his perspective on the opportunity to return to the Bay Area for the All-Star game.
It's definitely a full circle moment. You know, I think that was like 2000 All-Star weekend, and I didn't go to school that whole week. You know, my dad let me stay home. And we went to jam session every day. You know, didn't go to school, me and my brother. They had like this three-point competition, you know, with a bunch of adults, and I ended up being a championship against my older brother. So it was just a great week, you know, a lot of memories. Vince Carter won that dunk contest. You know, a lot of my favorite players I grew up watching played in that All-Star game. So it was a great experience. So now to be, like you said, 25 years later, and this being my ninth All-Star game and kind of back in front of that hometown crowd, you know, it's definitely a special moment.
In the shadows of Oakland Arena, it was in the Brookfield Village neighborhood of Oakland, California, where Dame grew up surrounded by a large, loving family and caring community.
I really grew up in like the real part of Oakland. You know, like I'm from the neighborhood, so like I caught the bus with these people every day. You know, I was at the park with these people and skipping school sometimes. So they know, you know, I wasn't getting recruited until I, you know, was 17 years old. You know, I wasn't a big basketball name around Oakland until like my last year of high school.
Sitting down with Dame after a Bucks practice, it was clear how their support helped lead him on his unlikely path to becoming an NBA superstar.
I come from like a community and, you know, caring about others and looking out for others, wanting the best for others. And, you know, you experience that love, you know, where I'm tight with all my cousins, aunties, uncles, like family, friends, and they kids are like my cousins. So when you come from that, I think you just naturally have a mentality like where you all about the group. You know, you're not about yourself.
To truly know Dame, you have to understand where he came from. Howard Gamble, who worked at the local rec center where Dame first honed his craft, described what the area was like when Dame was growing up.
It's definitely a tough neighborhood. I mean, for part of East Oakland, a lot of crime. Everything happens, you know, at the typical urban city like Oakland. So, yeah, it was a lot going on. It's tough. And, you know, the good thing about Dame, he comes from a big family, so they kind of looked out for him. You know, it was like it was a safe place for him. But if you're not from that area, you just don't go visit it. You pretty have to know somebody or be related to somebody or just be with somebody that's from there.
Even at a young age, it was clear to Gamble that Dame had a deep love for the game of basketball.
I had a league I used to run on Sundays, and it was an adult league. So Damian would always be the first person there. Even he probably had to be about 7 or 8 years old. He was always the first one there, waiting on me with a basketball to get in the gym to shoot around before the older guys got there. Then when the older guys got there, he would sit in the stands and wait and watch them. And then when they left, he'd be back on the court, mimic them, shooting around. So he was always, he's been a gym rat since I've known him. He's always been in the gym.
It was on that same rec center court that Dame met his best friend and longtime childhood teammate, PJ Taylor.
One day, we was just, me and my dad and my younger brother was over there just training on the other side of the court, and Dame was on the opposite side. And I remember like it's like happened yesterday. And he was over there by himself, just working on his layups, working on his own thing. And then I remember my dad saying, "Hey, Dame, you want to come over here and work out with us?" And I'm just like, "How you know this kid?"
Shortly thereafter, PJ's father, Phil Taylor, instilled a mindset in him to take on any challenge, on and off the court. The mantra was simple.
"These dudes can't f*** me, man. Excuse my language, but yeah, that was just our mindset. You got to go on the court. Hey, these dudes can't mess with me. They can't guard me. They can't stop." Well, having that mindset, like nobody can stop me, you know, it don't matter who this person is. You know, we come from the deepest of the East. You know, if we can get through this, we should be able to get through that.
Under Howard Gamble and Phil Taylor's tutelage, PJ and Dane joined the local Oakland Rebels AAU program. But as their skills developed, it was clear another coach would have to come in to take their games to the next level.
Howard's the one that called Rain and was like, "Hey, man, I got two young cats from Brookfield who probably got a chance at this hoop, you know, and they about to get to high school. They need your blessing. You know, they need your touch and your coaching and direction."
Gamble recalled the conversation he had with a highly respected local coach named Raymond Young, who was affectionately known as Coach Raym.
"I told him, I said, 'Hey, I got a younger group of guys who are going to be real good,' which was PJ and Damon. So we kind of introduced them, Damon, and they end up playing with Raymond, and the rest is history."
According to Gamble, Coach Raym had a reputation for bringing out the best in his players.
"The one thing about Raymond at the time, he put you to work. He's going to get the best out of you. Because, I mean, it's all about teaching the kids. You know, one of the skills he tries to teach them is to work hard and value it, because nothing comes easy without hard work. And it kind of separates the good from the bad. The kids who want it, they're going to do whatever it takes. The kids who don't want, they're going to make excuses. So you don't have to deal with them. But, you know, he definitely requires you to work hard. He's going to push you to the limit, push you to the max, get the best out of you, and get the results. You know, the results speaks for himself."
Coach Raym ain't no joke.
Dame's childhood friend, PJ Taylor.
To this day, every time I see him, I feel like I got to go run a sideline 16 or something. You man, just to, you know, before the conversation even start, I got to go get it in. You know, we used to have to be in the defensive stands with the bricks in our hands, and we couldn't drop them, you know, because we didn't keep our hands up on defense. So y'all don't want to keep your hands up on defense? We go use these bricks and we go sit in these stands, and you better not drop the bricks, you know, because we only can't mess up the court. The court was already dirty and all, you know, so we don't want to mess it up even more. Sandbags, because we wasn't strong enough at that time, being young, ninth graders and stuff like that. And he used to always tell us, do your push-ups every night. Oh, you don't want to do your push-ups? Go get that sandbag back there and just walk around. At first, me and D was like, "Man, what we get ourselves into with this coach? Who is this dude? He crazy."
Dame's father, Houston Senior, knew Coach Raym was the right man for the job.
"Raym is going to tell you exactly what it is, and you go work on and off the court. Raym is a good guy, one of the best. That's why I put Damien with them."
So my name is Raymond Young. I'm from Oakland, California. I've known Dame for about 25 years. I met Dame through coaching him in our Oakland Rebels basketball program.
Even though Dame was an unheralded prospect in high school, one moment made it clear to Coach Raym that Dame was a special player.
We had a tournament. We came back from a tournament. I challenged everyone to come meet me at the gym. He's the only one that showed up. And it was just me and him one-on-one, and it was not easy. It was hard. He was going into his junior year, and he just wanted it. He wanted to be a college basketball player. He wanted to be a Division I college basketball player.
It was around that same time that Dame transferred high schools and joined his AAU teammate and best friend, PJ Taylor, at Oakland High.
I was at an AAU tournament, and Dame's dad walked past me and said, "Hey, man, I need to talk to you."
Head coach Orlando Watkins recalled his surprise in learning that Dame was interested in joining his team.
And Dame's dad is a pretty physically intimidating person. And I'm like, what do you need to talk to me about? I haven't done nothing wrong. And when he pulled me to his side, he said, my son wanted to come to Oakland High.
It was at Oakland High when the world was introduced to the rapper who would become Dame Dolla.
Ah, we the Wildcats, homie. The Wildcats, homie. We the Wildcats, homie. The Wildcats, homie.
Dame's childhood friend, PJ Taylor.
We did a couple songs in high school and ran out to our songs during the time, so we thought we was, you know, the ones with that.
On the court, Coach Watkins knew his game was special.
Dame was a walking bucket, but he was a great facilitator. He's definitely taken his scoring notch a level or two up. He's shooting way deeper. Don't get me wrong, he still shot from the logo in high school.
That's when Dame time started.
Dame's childhood friend, PJ Taylor.
I remember we was at Santa Clara or something like that, and he just had one of them moments, one of them games. We was down like probably like 20 or something with just 5 minutes or something probably left in the second half. And he just gave me that look like, give me the ball, let's lock up, and let's do what we need to do. And he just went on one. I think he brought us all the way back and hit the game winner. And we was just like, who is this guy? And he just, from that day on, you've been seeing this tap on the wrist. He just got that gene, you know, where he come from, his father, his brother, you know, his village of his family. He just got these certain genes, man, that's just, you know, different. Different type of craft.
He's just composed.
Dame's AAU coach, Raymond Young.
And I think he gets a lot of that from his father. His father's a real quiet guy, but you don't mess with him. You know what I mean? I think that comes from his family, his upbringing. And I think he's brought that to where he is now.
Even back then, as the crowd descended into pandemonium, his father remained stoic after Dame drained clutch baskets and game winners.
That's what I was expecting. I'd just be, you know, I just kick back and be the same as I was when the game first started.
More on Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher, coming up after this.
Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher. Trust is the foundation of any successful partnership, especially when it comes to managing risk and planning your future. That's why businesses turn to Gallagher. With over 95 years of experience, Gallagher has the expertise to help businesses navigate complex challenges and seize new opportunities. As a proud partner of the Milwaukee Bucks, Gallagher is dedicated to building confidence together. To learn more, visit AJG.com. Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and H&R Benefits consultant.
Despite his penchant for thrilling moments and getting buckets, Dame was only recognized as a two-star prospect in high school. But sitting down with him, it was clear you felt he should have been rated higher.
At that time, I would have said I was probably four-star. Like, I was always a good athlete. You know, I was quick, I could jump, I could shoot. I always had confidence and toughness.
His AAU coach, Raymond Young, thought otherwise.
I think I would have rated him a three-star out of high school. Not a four or five.
While his high school coach, Orlando Watkins, thought the ratings may have been because his high school and AAU programs weren't widely recognized.
Three-star, based off of where he was coming from, but coaching him, he was a five-star. I was like, I'll put Dame up against anybody in the country. They can't guard him.
Luckily for Dame, there was at least one college coach who saw a lot of potential in him. Weber State head coach, Randy Ray.
The way I saw him the first game, and then I watched him play two more games or three more games that tournament. In fact, I asked my assistant, Jeff Lindner, after the first game, I says, look him up and see what his rating is. And he said two-star, and I says, oh my God, I hope that doesn't change. I hope he stays a two-star because that might give us a chance. I told my assistant, I said, he's a four-star dude. Just let's hope the secret doesn't get out.
Although Ray was enamored by Dame as a player, he would have never found out about him if it wasn't for Dame's AAU coach, Raymond Young. The two had grown close ever since they first met years earlier.
I met Coach Ray at, I was working a camp at the University of Utah, and Coach Ray was an assistant coach at the University of Utah at the time. And we started off talking, and we stayed up late talking basketball and stuff like that. And I'm like, this is a good dude.
It was a phone call from Coach Young to Coach Ray that got Dame on Weber State's radar.
I was really close with his AAU coach, Raymond Young. who's one of my favorite all-time people in the world. And he said, hey, are you guys looking for a guard down the road? And I says, yes, we are. And he says, hey, I got a kid here and nobody's recruiting him. And I think he's got a chance to be really good. And I trusted Raymond with my, I mean, I just trust him as much as anybody I've known. And we watch him play. And my first impression after the first half was, I looked at my assistant and I said, we ain't getting him. He's too good. I mean, he's going to be too good. And why is he not being recruited right now? So as soon as he got done with the tournament, I got him on the phone and I offered him a scholarship right away. And we were the first ones to offer him a scholarship.
Although Weber State was the first college to offer Dame a scholarship to play Division I college basketball, Coach Ray wasn't sure if his approach to recruiting would resonate with Dame and his family.
I was extremely honest with him. And I sat him down. I told him, number one, I says, here's the deal, Dame. This is how it's going to be if you come to our place. If you don't want your degree, if getting your degree is not important to you and going to class and taking care of your business, because getting a degree is non-negotiable at Weber State. If you come, you're going to get it. But if you're not interested in that, don't come to Weber State because I will send you home. Second thing is, if you can't give me your best every day, every single day, because I'm going to give you my best, my staff's going to give you their best. If you can't do it every day, if you're good like once every 3 days and you can't do it every day, don't come to Weber State because eventually I will send you home. Number three, if you can't give up yourself for your team, if you can't play for your teammates, if you're out there playing for yourself, selfishly, on your own, do not, absolutely do not come to Weber State because I will send you home. And my assistant's kicking me. He's saying, Coach, I can see him. We got to be a little more positive here. We're trying to get this kid, not scare him off.
That's what we was looking for.
Dame's father, Houston Lillett Sr.
That's just what me and his mom and was looking for because we didn't want to turn our 17-year-old son over, you know, to nobody that wasn't going to hold him accountable. You know, no matter what it is, you got to go to school and get that education because everything else wasn't promised.
Looking back, there were moments when Dame was unsure if he could follow through on his intention to go so far away from home to play for Weber State.
I remember when I committed to Weber and I hadn't signed my letter of intent yet. And it started getting closer. I was like, man, I'm about to have to like leave home and go to Utah. And I was in the car with my dad and I'm like, hey, I think I might want to just go to St. Mary's, like, and just stay close to home. He was like, man, you taking your ass to Weber. You ain't going to no St. Mary's. Like, what you trying to stay here for that girl or something? Because I was dating this girl that was like local. And he was like, no, like, you not staying. Like, we not even having this conversation. Like, you going to Weber. So I was like, it was never an option.
Yeah.
Like, okay. My dad don't, that's if it's one thing, he don't play that switching up and going back on your word.
Soon after Dame arrived on campus, he met Phil Beckner, an assistant coach at Weber State who would push him to become the best player he could be.
I'm Phil Beckner. I'm a high performance consultant and NBA player development coach. I've coached Dame Lillard since he was a freshman in college. And, you know, starting about 6 years ago, I became his private full-time trainer. Dame and I have a different relationship. I was always his worst critic back then. Me and like his AAU coach, Raymond Young, you know, super hard on him. I probably would have gave him no stars and said, hey, you're going to Weber State. You're not good at just to motivate him.
Phil worked out with all the guys in our program, but spent more time with Damian because obviously Damian was, you know, turned out to be an incredible worker. He lived in the gym.
Weber State head coach, Randy Ray.
And they developed this bond, this connection that was, it was really special. I mean, I kind of view them as a big brother, little brother type thing. And now they would fight like cats and dogs because Phil was relentless. He would push him. He would make him angry. He would do stuff that he knew Damian couldn't do just to make it as hard as he could for him. And they would have their moments where it was like fighting like brothers fight. But then when that was over, they'd come back and they were thick as thieves and they had a special bond.
Beckner's persistence challenged Dame to take his game to another level.
He was working super hard, like Monday through Thursday, Monday through Friday. Then he'd kind of let up on the weekends. So I started telling him he was a 50-50 guy. I said, Dame, you work hard 50% of the time, then the rest of the time you want to just rest or play video games or hang out with girls or whatever. And this is where Dame showed that he had something so special inside of him. He said, Phil, what does it take for me not to be a 50-50 guy? I said, you stay here all summer, you do the team workouts, you do a little bit of extra shooting, but you got to do it every day. Like every day, not like even on Saturday. Don't take Saturday off. Don't take Sunday off. True story. So for 30 days straight, he did what was required as a team. He did the lifting stuff. He did our practice stuff, but then he would do an extra workout with me every single day. But I wanted to see how bad he wanted it. So I told him, I said, Dame, I'm not working you out on Sunday. I know you're going to go out on Saturday night anyways. You're not going to work out on Sunday. So don't worry about it. He said, nah, Phil, you're going to open the arena for me and I'm going to on Sunday morning and I'm going to work out. I said, okay, what time do you want to go on Sunday morning? He said, 8 a.m. I said, nah, you're going to be up till like 1 playing video games, going to put. He said, no, I'm going to go at 8 a.m. so you know I wasn't out late. True story. So I go open the arena for him and he would put his headphones on and he'd shoot on the gun. And I would text him a simple question. I would just say, how many? That means how many shots you've made. Still to this day in his career, he doesn't count the number of shots taken. He counts the number of shots made. So I said, Dame, how many did you make? The first time it was like 300 shots, which is pretty good. Guess what? The next Sunday, he has me open it again. I leave him there. Sometimes I hide around the corner, make sure he really shoots. I say, how many? He said, 400. The next week, 450. And now we're at the end of the month to prove he's not a 50-50 guy anymore. Oh, and I still get like goosebumps. I was good. I get choked up telling this story because he texts me and he said, 675 makes. My shoulder hurts. And I've never heard of a kid doing that many times, that many days. And I get emotional telling this because he wanted it so bad. He was willing to do whatever we told him to do.
After impressive seasons as a freshman and sophomore, a conversation with Dame's teammate, Kellen McCoy, was the first time that it dawned on Coach Ray that Dame just might be an NBA caliber player.
I actually specifically remember that moment because it was after his sophomore year. He was first team all Big Sky as a freshman, the first freshman in the Big Sky Conference history to do that. He became MVP his sophomore year. And it's the summertime and we're just working out and messing around in the gym, whatever we're doing. And Kellen comes up to me and he looks at me and he says, Coach, he says, Damian's an NBA guy, right? And I'd never even thought about that before. I just, you know, all I'm trying to do is get our guys better, try to win games, try to maybe win a championship. I didn't even think about that. And it kind of dawned on me and I said, I looked at him and I says, Kellen, yeah, I think you're right. I mean, this kid, where he's headed, yeah. And then it kind of hit me like, oh my gosh, this guy, you know, we got to do him right. And we got to do right by the team, but we got to do him right too to make sure we give him every opportunity to reach his full potential. Because he definitely, after sophomore year, you could see, okay, yeah, he's got that potential in him for sure.
But with the accolades he was earning at the time, high major schools would definitely be interested in him as a potential transfer. So when we sat down, I had to ask Dame about it.
Maybe after my second year, UCLA, I think like they had a freshman class and they had left, like Jrue Holiday, I think was a part of the freshman class and he left. I think Darren Collison left that same year. And they didn't offer me a scholarship, but I definitely heard from like, you know, okay, what you thinking. Yeah. And it was never an option. I mean, I was happy that, you know, it was an opportunity, but man, my dad wasn't going for that. Like, my dad don't do no switching, no changing.
Yep, I know.
Like, he just wasn't going for it. Like, even when I would tell him, he'd be like, if somebody called you, tell him to call me.
Yeah,
me and Damian talked about that all the time.
Dame's father, Houston Lillard Sr.
We pretty loyal, and I mean, hey, if you can play, they'll find you. Coach Ray and them, they came straight up forward, and we just felt that was the best fit and trusted in them. Stay loyal to the people that's, you know, that's giving you the shot, and the people want to come along earlier and just get on a bandwagon. That's not us. Grass is not always green on the other side, as they say.
Despite the interest from schools like UCLA, Dame knew that staying committed to Weber State would help him achieve his ultimate goal of making an impact in the NBA.
You just learn to handle a lot of things. That's what it comes down to, and I did it over years. So just like the maturity, the experience, the coaching, you know, what it pulled out of me. You know, they really challenged me in practices and being on time, being the hardest worker, being an example, being a good student, you know, not being late to class, not being late to practice, like ice bath, getting rest, getting my workouts in. It was so much that I learned just being a part of a program that, in a way, taught me, like, how to be a professional.
For Coach Ray, the attention from the NBA teams made it clear that Dame was about to become a lottery pick in the NBA draft.
And all of a sudden, all these NBA scouts are showing up. And GMs are starting to show up just for practice. And I'm looking around, and I'm like, what are these guys doing here? I'm oblivious. Because I'm just focused on winning. I don't think about NBA. So anyway, after one of the practices, I grabbed this NBA GM guy. And I said, hey, am I going to lose him? And he looked at me like I was an alien. Are you living on the moon? And I says, am I going to lose him? And he says, yeah. And I said, he says he's a top 10 pick right now.
With so much excitement around Dame as a draft prospect, his father, Houston Senior, made sure to put together a great team of people he could trust to help lead Dame through the draft process.
Well, I'm the one selected the agent for Damian, Aaron Goodwins. And C4 is a person that I already knew that was a good trainer, and he's with the Goodwins. So, you know, and I know all these guys, and we all had the same lingo and all same respect for each other, so why not? I put in with all the guys that I knew and believed in.
Chris Farr knew Houston Senior from their days playing basketball against each other growing up.
From knowing Big Hugh, you know, from the span that I've had with him, is that he doesn't, when he says something, it means something. He says what he means, and he means what he says. He's a man's man. He's one of them cats we call a real one.
In the tradition of Coach Rame and Phil Beckner before him, Farr made sure to push Dame and bring the best out of him.
You know how some people give compliments? I'm not one to give compliments. So when I say you did good, you did good. And he strung off a run, and I said, hey, man, you are murdering these workouts. I said, man, you got to get this yellow tape. You got to kill it. You got to kill it. And he was trying every day, and I would say, no, that ain't enough. That ain't enough. So finally, a couple weeks into it, it was one day he did all this running and conditioning, shooting, and he did all that. And I said, you finally get a piece of tape. And if you could have seen the joy, it was like Anita Baker, you brought me joy. He had joy in his heart, and he was so happy.
According to Howard Gamble, who had known Dame since he was a child, Dame's love for the game even threatened to derail his attempt to becoming a lottery pick.
They were telling him not to play because he had a workout with the Kings, I believe, maybe the next day. But he couldn't just sit there. He can't be in the gym and not play. So he comes in the gym. He has about 40, but he gets elbowed in the eye. So he's worried about, oh, my dad's going to kill me. So he goes to the workout the next day, the Kings workout. He missed maybe one shot in the whole workout. That's Dame Lillard with a black eye.
But for Chris Farr, that tenacity is what made Dame so special.
He can't help himself. Some people say, I'm a gym rat. Well, you're a rat that goes to the gym. He was a gym rat. He has to get it in. He can't help it. And that's the thing about him that's so different.
Thinking back on those days, with his NBA dreams finally in reach, Dame painted a picture of his life at that time.
I was about to get ready to enter the draft, and I was like at my aunt's house, sleeping on the floor, literally. Like, literally, like, sleeping on the floor still, like, with four of my cousins sleeping on the floor, too.
Back at home in Oakland, training with Chris Farr, Dame had an opportunity to make a statement at a pre-draft workout at Merritt College. Senior NBA writer for ESPN's AskGate, Mark J. Spears, was writing for Yahoo Sports at the time and remembers witnessing the workout in person.
I was told he was working out at Merritt College, and I remember there were going to be some NBA personnel there. It was the first time I laid my eyes on Dame, first time I really saw him play. And it was absolutely stunning, incredible. You know, this is the famous workout where it's gotten millions and millions of views. I was there live watching this, and just was, you know, mouth dropped to the floor. At the end of it, he does like this amazing, I think like a windmill dunk with power. And I was like, this dude is cold. I'm like, this, who is this guy? He's like amazing, right? Like he can shoot threes, he can jump. It's powerful. Obviously he had handles because he was showing the handles in the drills. And it like you could hear a pin drop in this gym because the workout was, you know, that incredible. I feel like I know basketball. I have a good eye. And I know what I saw. And what I saw was, you know, a future superstar.
At the conclusion of the workout, it was right at the end.
Dame's trainer, Chris Farr.
I had the ball in my hand with Damian. And I said, Damian, give me the ball. And he wouldn't give it to me. And I said, it's over. He said, Farr, I'm not going to make it. I haven't done enough. I need to do more. I need to do more. Now, everybody says the workout was legendary. He was willing to go another 30 minutes, an hour after that. And I took the ball out of his hands and he was shaking. His eyes was, you know, like a crazed animal. I mean, his eyes were shaking. They were shaking back and forth and he was holding. He wouldn't let go of the ball. I said, nephew, you've done enough. And he took a big sigh of relief and that was it.
With the sixth pick in the 2012 NBA draft, the Portland Trailblazers select Damian Lillard of Weber State University.
With Dame's father, Houston Senior, and the people who knew Dame growing up, watching him get drafted was a moment they would never forget.
I'm like the basic laid-back type. I don't get too excited, but trust me, I couldn't believe it. Actually, I couldn't believe he was actually in the NBA probably till 3 years ago.
Man, I was just in awe.
Dame's childhood friend, PJ Taylor.
He was going crazy up there, you know? It's just my guy did it. You know, he followed through. And it happened on my birthday, too. I remember like yesterday on June 28th. It was just crazy. Knowing him, that's not only the most important stage, but seeing him walk the stage to graduate from college. It's, you know, to have these front row seats and to see and be connected, man, this is a blessing. It's all written from the man above.
It was an awesome feeling because I still look at him as one of our peewees.
Brookfield Rec Center's Howard Gamble.
I remember him in the gym. I know all kids do it. I know I did when I was a kid. In the gym by himself, playing at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, shooting the ball by himself in the gym. Nobody in there. You know, in there playing the game by himself. And I'm sitting there watching. I'm like cracking up laughing. But now that I look back on it, I was like, okay, he was visualizing it. You know, he knew he was going to be there.
It's an amazing feeling for me because, you know, I got to see the whole journey all the way through. So it's just, you know, I got to see it.
I'm Chris Haynes, and here's what to expect on the next Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher.
A couple weeks before I got traded to Milwaukee, AG was like, hey, like, what about Milwaukee? I think I might be able to work that out. And like you and Giannis, he was like, would you be open to that? I was like, yeah. And I think when I said yeah, I think that's when he pivoted and started like connecting the dots to get me to Milwaukee.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.